Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, it was Mark who texted me last night and let me know about this.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbeff Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
That Cindy Williams passed away. How weird is that? That we just talked about that on Friday.
I know that is weird.
Yeah, I was driving home, and my friend Rick in Vegas sent that to me, and that's when I sent it to you guys because it happened. I think it broke right after we wrapped up the show.
I just hate that. She was just the cutest thing. But here's the deal. I went down the rabbit hole on Cindy Williams and found out some stuff. She starred in two movies that were nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Well, The Conversation would be one of them, right?
The Conversation and American Graffiti.
Oh, I guess I forgot she was in that as
and
well.
And that was in 73, The Conversation in 74. She auditioned for Princess Leia in Star Wars, even though she knew that Lucas wanted a younger actress. And here's the other thing. Do you know that she was married to Bill Hudson, which is Goldie Hawn's ex-husband? The father of her two cute kids. That's right. All of Cindy Williams has two kids, and they both have the same father as Kate and Oliver Hudson.
I don't think I did know
that. I did not know that.
That's some pretty good Cindy Williams trivia.
It is, and they were married from 1982 to the year 2000. So those kids are half siblings. I had no idea that she had married Bill Hudson, and that was the whole story behind it. Unbelievable.
You know, there was this, in the past couple of weeks, we brought up the name Gene Hackman because he did an interview and he talked about how, you know, he had stopped acting and why he had done it. But he was great in that. If you've never seen The Conversation, that was from 1974. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Really
I
good.
Saw a piece of it when I was a teenager.
You know what? I'm lying about Gene Hackman. That was Richard Dreyfuss that we heard from, right? We haven't heard from Gene Hackman in a long time. He retired and just went away.
Oh,
I was
confusing
him with Dreyfuss because Dreyfuss kind of gave that speech a couple years
ago. I get that. And I feel like I should also mention that Bobby Hull also passed away. He was 84, Brett Hull's Hall of Fame
legend.
Father. Just a legend.
Yeah.
You're right. 12-time All-Star. Known as the Golden Jet in Chicago.
I think I met him when I was 8 years old because my dad...
No way!
This is so weird. I'm telling you, this is a true story. There was this thing called Chuck Wagon Days, which was at Maryville Academy, the suburbs of Chicago. The reason I remember all this, and they had sports celebrities there. Usually it was in the summer, so the baseball players weren't there. But I remember Stan Mikita. He of Stan Mikita's donut fame, which is not a real thing, but if you know the reference from the movie, and Bobby Hull. I met both of them.
Wow,
there's probably
that's
a picture somewhere, but that was the damn event that, you know who was a clown at that thing?
Who?
And
I
don't remember him, but he was there. Gacy. John Gacy was at this event as a clown.
Did you find that out when you were watching the thing? Yeah, the documentary.
No. Oh. I knew that decades ago.
You knew that?
Oh, well, I knew it at the time because it became news, and you know when the Gacy thing was a story. And I'm not going to tell you that I remember him because I was young, 8, 9, 10 years old. But he was there.
Ew,
creepy.
That is my official. Ew, that is disgusting. And on this day in history, 62 years ago, that was in 1961 when Ham the Chimp, the first animal in the U.S. sent to space, was launched 157 miles above Earth, and he survived, so then they decided to send humans. But 47 years ago today, okay, now you have to understand my childhood NFL team was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, that's when TB was quarterback, Lynn Swan. I mean, yeah. I'm back of Bean Joe Green. That's
Franco
my
Harris.
Old days with Franco,
Franco
Harris.
Right.
Well,
who just passed away a month ago.
Yeah. Oh, he was so sweet. In 1976, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw decided he should have a country music career, Fred.
Well, it's got a long intro.
It does. I'm sorry about that. This is his version of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill.
Well, I'm not going to say this is that bad. No, I mean, if you would have asked me who this was, I wouldn't have said, oh, that's terrible.
No, there's no way you would know that was Terry Bradshaw.
No, not a chance.
The midnight train.
Wow, that's interesting.
He's got that sound.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Now listen, this song actually reached number 17 on the country charts in 1976.
I never knew that.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure I want to listen to more of it, but it's not horrible.
It wasn't. Yeah. I expected worse. I will say that.
The same year. Also, 33 years ago today, in 1990, that's when the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. They've been there for 33 years. I remember that being a story at the time. Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
That'd be a story. Yeah.
It's National Hot Chocolate Day, by the way. Just letting you know. And this has some music because this little tidbit, Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is now officially the highest grossing tour of all time.
Well, let me guarantee you something, that you're going to do this in about 5 or 6 months, and you're going to say somebody else is the highest grossing tour of all time, is my guess.
Well, it has grossed $817.9 million.
Okay, it's also going on for about 5 years.
Across 278 shows so far, and it's not even over until July.
Right.
So he may just keep racking it up until then.
But it literally has gone on for years.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Can you name number two?
Number two,
highest grossing tour of all time.
Of all time, I don't know.
Ed Sheeran.
Well, and there's a guy that could likely break the record again.
He might.
Because he's on tour this year.
Followed by number three, and I guess this is a band. It's not a new band. U2.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And they are behind Ed Sheeran, which is kind of interesting to me. I mean, they had giant, well, what do you know?
I may be wrong. Was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, was that a double album set?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I think that was the first double album set I bought.
Oh,
because those were always expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were
so
expensive.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, Fred? Peaches?
Peaches.
Yeah,
on
that's
Hampton.
What I like to hear.
Yep.
And this story was so random today. Fred sent it to me, and I found it as well. Okay. There is a 66-year-old cafeteria worker in Illinois who is accused of stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. Now, she ordered the wings but didn't take them to school. 66-year-old Vera Liddell was the food service director at Harvey School District in a southern suburb of Chicago. She'd been working there for at least a decade, but during the pandemic, she started over-ordering chicken and picking it up herself in a district cargo van. Now, the extra chicken was never brought back to the school. So over the past couple years, she stole a lot of chicken, and she ended up being caught because she overlooked one thing. She was ordering all these huge amounts of chicken wings, but the school never served wings to students because they contained bones.
Oh. So what was she doing with the chicken wings?
No one knows.
That's a lot of wings.
Was she selling them?
Was she hosting parties? Was she selling it? Nobody knows. It's unclear what she was actually doing with all those chicken wings.
I am unaware of the black market for chicken
right?
wings. Right? So if that exists, that's news to me.
So she picked one product that they don't actually serve, and that's how they got her. She's currently being held on $150,000 bond. Chicken wings. You're right, though, Mark. Maybe she was reselling them. She can't be eating all that.
No. I mean, maybe that was her scam. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. And they've come up with new research for a list of the top dream jobs worldwide.
Exactly.
We're not
producer.
In it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 10 is...
Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 10 is teacher. Number 9 is singer. Number 8, programmer. Number 7, influencer. Of course, I'm kind of surprised that's not higher. Actor is number 6. Entrepreneur is above actor at number 5. Number 4, YouTuber. Number 3, dancer. Number 2, writer. And number 1, pilot.
Oh.
Very interesting, especially since we've gone through all that weirdness at Christmas. And finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Baskin-Robbins was almost Robbins-Baskin. They were brothers-in-law. Burton Baskin was married to Irv Robbins' sister, Shirley. They each had ice cream shops, decided to merge in 1948, and flipped a coin to see whose name would go first.
I mean, I guess you never know if we would have been okay with that, but it seems like the coin flip
Robbins
ended up
Baskin.
Being the right choice, right?
Yeah. Baskin-Robbins is so much better. But you're right.
Agreed.
Maybe we don't know.
Do they still exist?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Like, you could go somewhere... Mm-hmm. And buy...
I can think of two locations.
Name them.
One in Ladue and the other one at Highway 21, just a little bit east of 270.
Look at that, Sue.
I love me some Baskin-Robbins.
Spreading the word about 31 flavors, even though they have more than that. Go ahead, Abby.
I think there's some that are connected with Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right
oh,
about
good
that.
Call. Right. Good call, Abby.
Kill me, it's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.